So TikTok released some new data for the APAC region. Compared to TV, now I find it kind of funny, like by 2024, anything compared to TV should be good, to be honest. But I'll share this anyway for people who still work at places that are still using traditional media. But compared to TV, radio, cinema, and digital display, TikTok has 2x the return on ad spend. The other thing as well is 97% of TikTok users took action, commercial action, during a sales season after watching ads on TikTok.
That's so interesting.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, blah, 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 all those dates. All my content on TikTok historically has been purely educational. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to do dances because I don't have time for that. I need to do scalable content. But if you are able to do it in an educational and entertaining way, you're going to get far more, you know, traction. Welcome to Inbound Buzz. My name is Moby Sadiq and I am joined again by my friend Semi Asaroglu. How do you say your last name?
Asaroglu?
Asaroglu?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not sure that's how you say it.
That's all right.
But anyway, all good. Semi, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Moby, thanks very much for having me again. Excited. It's good. So it's been a short week, I think, with all this.
Yes, we've had Easter. We've had 2 4-day weeks. It's been pretty hectic, but we're here. We're always here for you guys to deliver some value. So let's get into the news buzz for the week. What's making news?
Absolutely. So apparently LinkedIn is testing out a new TikTok style video feed in the app.
So this is, I got so excited about this because for the longest time, like LinkedIn is very Microsoft. That Microsoft takes their time. Things are clunky. Like it works, but it's not Apple. It's Microsoft.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn is finally, they're beta testing this right now on some devices. Yeah. Displaying TikTok style full screen format shorts content. And essentially what they're doing is leaning into the broader video trend. I was like, even though all the other networks have done this, I was skeptical LinkedIn would ever do this. Because like I love that format. Like on TikTok, that's one network I crushed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I really like that format. On YouTube Shorts, all of our YouTube fans and subscribers have come from our YouTube Shorts, so that there's still opportunity there.
Yeah.
So I was super, super excited about this.
Do you think it's because maybe there's been a lot of business people also using TikTok to create their shorts and stuff?
I think so. So maybe. And like if they look at TikTok, they can see because in the start, everyone was like, oh, I don't do jokes and I don't dance, right? And years ago, I was like, it doesn't matter because I was noticing engineers, doctors, lawyers on it.
Lawyers
right?
in there, yeah.
So I was like, no, it doesn't matter. What I noticed, the algorithm is so good. It is the best social media algorithm on earth. It's so sticky. It knows what you're interested in and it feeds you. So you're right, Semi. I think they would have looked at it and been like, actually, this is taking away a lot of our eyeballs. But more importantly, the short form content, more people spend time on social media than they do watching movies.
Yeah.
Right? So like it's so sticky, even more than Game of Thrones and TV shows. So they've realized, okay, how can we actually get stickiness? Because it has one of the lower times in app compared to some of the other social networks.
It's interesting because like I do follow that there's a lawyer that talks about how a lawyer reacts to and gives you a breakdown of like if this is punishable or non-punishable. That's a good one.
That's cool.
But yeah.
That's really cool. I'm going to come back to that actually a little bit later. But the other thing that LinkedIn is doing, and this is really cool, like it's good to know, they're launching connected TV ads. So essentially in LinkedIn's campaign, like every platform has a campaign manager, right? So in LinkedIn's one, you can create a LinkedIn CTV or connected TV campaign and scale across their publishers. So what people don't know, and this is news, it was news to me, is that LinkedIn has agreements with Paramount, Roku, and even Samsung ads. So essentially if you're creating ads now and if you create it in the right format for connected TV ads, you'll get your ads on TV through LinkedIn's campaign manager.
That's a really good point. This is where I'm struggling to understand is like if this is like LinkedIn is for business people, right? TV and entertainment, that's an entertainment channel, right?
Well, it's mainstream, it's everyone.
Yeah, it's everyone. But does that mean that it's going to be connected like when you're home and you're running ads to those specific people, like is there I don't know, is that how it's going to work?
Time will tell. Like this is launching, right? This is brand new. And this is something I think we can test at Red Pandas and share it on the podcast. But you're absolutely right, Semi, because if you use the same targeting, imagine that, right? Imagine the same targeting. So you're going to target someone who is a COO, or an ops manager in the manufacturing industry. Imagine, you target them on LinkedIn, sure. But imagine targeting that same cohort on Samsung ads. And only those guys, not everyone else. No, that would be cool.
Yeah. No break for any of those professionals.
That's right. No break. There's no lines anymore. Everything's blurred right. now, right? Even when you're watching TV or whatever version of TV you're watching now, Netflix, you are actually, you know, doing stuff. So there's no lines. But yeah, that's cool. But going back to actually moving off of that onto TikTok. So TikTok released some new data for the APAC region. And I get really excited when they do that because often in Australia, down under, we get like, you know, left, like people forget about data for us. So this is data just for the APAC region, right? The Australian, you know, Pacific, whatever the AC stands for, the APAC region. So compared to TV, now I find it kind of funny, like by 2024, anything compared to TV should be good,
true.
To be honest. But I'll share this anyway for people who still work at places that are still using traditional media. But compared to TV, radio, cinema, and digital display, TikTok has 2 times the return on ad spend.
That's a lot.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
What was interesting, though, is they said, like, you know, 2 times ROAS compared to whatever. And then in brackets, in very, very small font, they said excludes Facebook ads and YouTube ads. Right?
Smooth.
So it's a little bit cheeky, but just so you guys know, this is just TV, radio, cinema, and digital display, but excludes YouTube and Google as well. The other thing as well is 97% of TikTok users took action, commercial action, during a sales season after watching ads on TikTok.
That's so interesting.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, blah, 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 all those dates. If you're running ads, now even if like, for example, we had Bass on the show, right? He's from the solar industry.
Yeah, yeah.
They can run solar ads too. They can run ads during that silly season.
Yeah.
Knowing that during that time, TikTok is fire.
It's because I think it just gets you to remember the things that you need to buy when you're on TikTok, right? Like you're scrolling, and then because based on what you do, how the algorithm works, it shows you those items. So it's like, you know, you're incentivized to be able to. Like,
you're incentivized. You're reminded. You do it in a novel way. Right?
It's not pushing sales stuff on you.
And the key thing is, you said something earlier that I want to go back to. They also found that 77% of consumers. Purchasing decisions were influenced by entertaining content.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what did you say earlier?
About the lawyer?
Yes, the lawyer, right? So I forgot what you said, you know, but I remembered it was something. Yeah. So that lawyer is giving
edutainment
content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Entertaining.
He full breaks it down and goes, you know, there's a verdict or non-verdict, like, which is pretty interesting.
Now, but if he's in your region.
Oh, absolutely.
If he's in your country.
I'll be contacting him because, I know he knows what he's talking about.
So there's a takeaway too. It's not just now on my all my content on TikTok historically has been purely educational.
Yeah.
So that's as like I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to do dances because I don't have time for that. I need to do scalable content.
Yeah.
But if you are able to do it
in
an educational and entertaining way, you're gonna get far more, you know, traction or something like that.
Absolutely. So I think next stage is the featured buzz.
Featured buzz, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the featured buzz today?
So Alex Hamosi's hack for warm outreach. So we're talking about warm outreach today. And this is different from completely cold outreach because it involves people who you know or know about you or your business.
Yeah, so this is important to know, right? So what's warm outreach? And what he talks about in this book, so I've featured this book in the past, $100 million leads, great book, check it out. What he talks about, right, he gives this really good kind of vanguard. He's like, you know, because I remember I was reading that. I'm like, man, but I don't have warm people. Like I don't have any leads. But he makes you think about this a little bit further, right? He makes you think and challenge that. He's like, look, you pull out your phone, you got contacts on your phone.
Mm.
All the people you've ever worked with, all the jobs you've ever worked with, all the bosses you ever had, any clients you ever had, closed lost deals, social media profiles, like anyone who follows you, right? On LinkedIn, like I've got, you know, 4,000, almost 5,000 followers on LinkedIn, which is not a little bit, but it's not a lot, but it's more than enough for warm leads.
Yeah.
Now, I know what people are thinking listening to this. This makes a lot more sense when we talk about the scripting formula.
Yeah.
Because it's not salesy. It's not about going to all your contacts in your phone and calling your mum, your dad, your uncle, hey, buy this thing. It's not that.
Yeah,
it'll make a lot more sense when we talk about the script.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before we go that, because let's give the example that we're doing at Red Panda Semi. Talk about the challenge we had at Red Pandas and how we're using this warm outreach method for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at Red Pandas, I think last year, we talked about this a fair bit in the podcast. We did the Taya Summit, Apex Summit in October. So we actually got a lot of interest and a bunch of leads, but there's been also a lot of people who can't afford the full tier tailor coaching, right? One-to-ones. So we came up with a concept like called group tailor coaching. So we're going through that.
And before you go further, sorry, Sim, for anyone who's new, TAYA is They Ask You Answer.
That's correct, yeah.
It's a framework by Marcus Sheridan, who's our business partner as well. And it's about essentially like the philosophy is if your buyer has a question, fear, concern, doubt, you answer it better than everyone else and it leads to
non-bias.
Trust, non-bias, it's non-bias, it leads to trust, yeah. It leads to sales and closing, a better close rates. And we'll link to it in the show notes. But anyway, so sorry. So like you said, we had a lot of interest, but it was a bit expensive for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we decided to use a warm outreach approach. So the Alex and Moses approach is by calling every single person that attended the summit and to just to gauge their interest. That's the plan. Should we do a little role play?
I think that's the best way to do it. Yeah, cool.
All right. So this is the script. Hey, Moby, I'm Semi from Red Pandas. How are you?
If we're going to do this,
I know.
With our real audience, Semi's a bit gun shy right now. So this is an edited version. So like the full version is a bit longer than this.
Yeah.
But this is an edited version of how we do the Alex Homozy, scripting method, and then we're going to unpack it.
Yeah.
But take it away, Semi.
Okay. Hey, Moby, I'm Semi from Red Pandas. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. I won't take much of your time. It says here you've attended the TAYA Summit in October. How'd you find that, by the way?
Yeah, I was there. It was really good. Thought the brown guy on stage was pretty sexy and educational. But yeah, apart from that, it was great.
Well, I kind of going to say I agree with you on that one. But the reason for the call is from the event, we got a lot of interest in TAYA coaching. But the feedback was some people found it too expensive. So we're actually starting a waiting list for group tailor coaching that has all the material but like half the cost. So my question to you is, do you know anyone who is struggling with web traffic, lead generation, or closing deals that might be interested in something like this?
Yeah, man, I was there. And I'm not surprised you guys got that feedback because I do think it's a little bit pricey. Let me have a think. But also send it to me as well. Like that does sound something that we might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll make a note of that and we'll get out to you.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Now, of course, like obviously that's a little bit kind of, biased at the end.
Yeah.
But the key thing there, we're going to go back to this. In Semi's script there, he's not asking me to buy anything.
Didn't even mention it.
That's the key thing. Do you know anyone, right? Yeah. This thing is engineered to boost their perceived likelihood of achievement.
You know, it's interesting because when you make sales phone calls or when you're out gonna call someone from your list, you think about it saying, hey, whoever I call, who's the likelihood of the person calling or picking up and making that phone call, right?
Yep.
So that's why this is such a powerful way of doing it because now you can call anyone and ask them that.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So when you think
about
it
that way,
there's
literally no barrier.
What I said before makes a lot more sense.
Absolutely.
And when I was reading that too, I'm like, what do you mean? I just like everyone in my contacts and everyone. And I actually have started trying this myself just with, outside of this script. Like, hey, do you know anyone who'd be interested in X or anyone who'd be interested in Y? There's some more things to unpack here as well, right? So what else do we sort of say? So here's the thing, right? Do you know anyone who's interested in insert struggle, looking to achieve insert outcome.
Yeah.
Right. So we talk about that here. Anyone who like struggling to get leads or whatever. I will sort of say that the criticism I had is like, I won't read it right from the book, but when you look at it in the book.
But we'll put on the show notes. So for those who are interested in can
we'll
go.
Put it in the show notes. It's long ass, man. Like you to say all the things that Alex Homozy talks about, it'd probably take like a minute of talking at least without any pit stops. So, because he actually goes on, like he talks about, talk about how it helps them achieve the outcome without too much effort or sacrifice. And he actually says, this is the guarantee.
Yeah.
So that's not even everything that he talks about in the book. Yeah. So that's my only criticism. I think like you were talking about before, Semi, it is important to tweak it for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, like, it's a lot of words to say to someone.
It's not yours, it's his, right? So, like, the idea is you have to own it and then test it so that you can believe in the script that you're saying. So it's important that you do tweak it.
Yeah. And at the same token, like, yeah, he's got it in one block of text, dream outcome, struggles. This is, you know, this is what it means without too much effort. Here's a bit of a trial, like, guarantees, like, all of that stuff. It can come out, but it doesn't have to be in one block of text.
Yeah.
So if this conversation kept on going, Semi, you might be like, yeah, it looks pretty interesting. I'll send you some information. It, you know, we've designed it in a way where there's not that much effort for you.
Yeah.
And if we had a guarantee, or I don't know if we are offering a guarantee, but there's a guarantee as well. So there's like literally nothing for you to lose.
And the key thing here is like, we're not actually selling the group tag coaching to them. We're giving a offer to join the waiting list.
Do you know someone?
Do you know someone? Now,
it's not
low
just-
touch.
It's not like trying to be like sneaky, like maybe Louis, maybe it's clever, but like it's trying to lower their guard because they might say that, Semi. Like yeah. I've literally spoken to people in the past and I've said, hey, look, do you know anyone who'd be interested in what we do? Knowing that they can't afford us or they're not right. the right fit, but they're like, oh, you know what? There is someone that comes to mind. But the thing in life, people don't make the ask. They just don't make the ask, right? Like, you know, and I've noticed this about marketers, and I came from a marketing background, fell into sales, obviously now do sales coaching. But marketers, we don't ask. Like even whether, you know, you want a job, right? Like just asking someone for a job or asking someone if they'd be interested in something, asking if they'd be interested in contributing to this resource or this research piece that we're doing. Which is another form. We spoke about this last show,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
The sneaky way.
Sneaky way.
Data points in. Guys, please listen to that episode. I think it was episode 156. Or Inbound Buzz. We'll link it in the show notes where we unpack how Databox uses marketing in a really sneaky way doing outbound.
Yeah, like rather mixes than inbound and outbound together.
Yeah, anyway, you can listen to that podcast. We go into depth there. But yeah, people don't make the ask. So it's about making the ask, being intentional with making the ask, not being shy to make the ask and doing it consistently.
I think it's gold. Like, yeah, we'll give it a try and then see how it goes, I guess. We'll report back on it.
Report back.
We'll report back on it.
And look, that's all for today.
Yeah.
Semi, thanks for joining me. It was a lot of fun. Guys, if you found any interest, any value, please share this with a friend. I'm making the ask, right? Like, subscribe, leave a review if you're on iTunes, and we'll join you again for another episode of Inbound Buzz.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Inbound Buzz. Learn anything? Return the favor by spreading the word. Want to make your mark in digital? Need help with your digital strategy, inbound, and marketing automation efforts? Then visit redpandas.com.au and be sure to tune in next time for another Inbound Buzz hit.